KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Doing an end run around the Democrats, Republicans in the Senate vote to end the current partial government shutdown.
Senate Republicans have approved a budget plan that would fund ICE and Border Patrol and the Department of Homeland Security. Majority Leader John Thune.
Democrats want to defund law enforcement. Defund border security.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island.
It unlocks reconciliation, a process that will allow Republicans to ram through another partisan bill that finds and funds two rogue federal agencies.
Democrats are demanding changes following the fatal shootings of two Americans at the hands of federal agents. Donna Water, Washington.
A Virginia Circuit Court says not so fast on that congressional redistricting scheme. The court has declared the Democrats' new congressional map unconstitutional, blocking it from taking effect. An appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court is anticipated. Deadly leak at a chemical plant in Kanawha County, West Virginia. Two people died, 30 others to the hospital. Governor Patrick Morrissey says it happened yesterday at the Catalyst Refiners plant in Institute, West Virginia. It's about 10 miles west of Charleston.
I want to emphasize to the citizens of this area and in Kanawha County that based upon all the information that we have available right now, we don't believe there have been compromises to the air quality or to the water supply, that's been unaffected by this. That's positive.
Seven first responders among the injured. There's no word at this point on when U.S.-Iran talks on ending the war will resume. In the meantime, the American blockade of Iranian ports goes on. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 344 points. This is SRN News. It's a victory for the Ten Commandments.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The 5th Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes are now officially excluded from female events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy. It aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. Unclear how many men are competing in female sports at the Olympic level. This is SRN News. The most notable draft in sports has arrived, putting the Steel City in the spotlight.
The NFL draft is set to transform downtown Pittsburgh this weekend, with hundreds of thousands expected to take in the spectacle. Over a dozen prospects will be there to walk the red carpet before Thursday night's first round, hoping to hear their name called by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, the consensus top overall pick, will watch from back home in Florida. Pittsburgh is hoping to use the draft as a way to showcase that the city has evolved considerably from its roots as one of the world's foremost producers of steel. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Wildfires are burning across the southeast. More than 50 homes have been destroyed in Georgia. The fires have also forced evacuations. Some of the biggest blazes are along Georgia's coast and around Jacksonville, Florida. Drought and strong winds fueling the fires. More details, SRNnews.com.